Welcome, Impactful Parents. It's time for the Impactful Parenting Podcast, where I give you parenting tips and resources to make you a more impactful parent to your school-aged child. I am your host, Christina Campos. Welcome, Impactful Parents. Today, we're going to be talking about 5 tips for getting your child to do their homework and with fewer battles. So today I have on very special guest, Zoe Hoffman. And Zoe is the founder of Hoffman Tutoring Group, which is an online tutoring company that serves children kindergarten through 8th grade for a lot of their extra tutoring needs. I'm excited to have her on today and to hear about these 5 tips. Thank you for being here, Zoe.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited.
Well, homework is a battle for so many parents. And so any tips that you can give us to make homework run smoother, to get better quality work out of our kids, we're happy to hear it. So what do you have for us today?
Yeah. So tip one, you need to find the best time within your after-school routine for homework. And I know that this is different for everybody, depending on after-school activities, how busy you are, what time school lets out, and what time you get home from work. But making sure your child knows when homework is going to get done each day will help reduce that battle. So if you're at home, that might mean that you are doing homework at the same time during your after-school routine every day. If you're on the go, that might mean on different days, your child does homework at different times, depending on what they have going on in their schedule. They might not even be at home during that time, but just knowing that that is the time on which they need to do the homework is going to be helpful in reducing those battles and making sure they actually get their homework done.
I love that. I'm all about routine. Routine is so important for children. It creates stability. It makes them understand the expectations of what you're expecting of them. It just creates security. And in the end, kids perform better when they have a routine. And another thing that you said that I want to highlight is that it's okay not to do homework at home, that sometimes we have to be flexible and do homework on the go. And as long as we're prepared for that and our kids know this expectation still, and it's still a part of our routine, kids are so flexible. They can accommodate to those kind of schedules and still turn in good work. So I love that suggestion.
Tip 2. Make sure all of their physical needs are met. So when your kid comes through the door, that you need to make sure that they are fed, have a snack, have some water, go to the bathroom, and maybe even meet some of their emotional needs before they start homework. So some kids may need 30 minutes to an hour to decompress after a long day at school before they start their homework so they can have the energy to do it. Other kids need to ride that momentum from the school day into their homework, but making sure that they have what they need to be successful is key here.
And I love that it could be different for every child. And even within your family, like I said, some kids can take that break or actually need that break right after school before they can jump into homework time. And some kids just need to go straight into it and get it out of the way before they decompress and their academic brain flies out the window. And for us as parents to be flexible, knowing that even within our own family, our kids might have different needs, and to allow them to have a little bit of a different schedule is really important. What other tip do you have for us today?
Tip 3, make sure that you have all of the materials together for your child. So you don't want your child getting up and asking you for a pencil and scissors and glue and having to hunt down all of these materials. Not only is it distracting for them, but it's annoying for you. And so you want to get all of those materials together. I often suggest getting a shower caddy from Target or a diaper caddy. I got one off of Amazon recently that's really great. Because that way you can put paper and scissors and all the things your child needs for homework and projects into that caddy. It's got handles so you can shove it in the closet when you're not using it. And you can also get a smaller version for in your car if you are doing homework on the go, because, you know, having all of that material right there with you will reduce the time and the effort put into homework.
The shower caddy is great. Great tip. I didn't even think of that. That's a really good idea.
All right. Tip 4, You want to use brain breaks to help your child refocus. So when I was in my teaching program, learning to be a new teacher, I learned something that blew my mind, which is that kids can focus for about plus or minus 1 minute of their age, which is crazy because that's not very long to us adults. But not maxing out your child's focus is going to actually help them get their homework done faster. So set a visual timer for about how long your child can focus that you've noticed. And after that timer goes off, let them take a break. Take a break where they get to go outside or they get to move their body, they get to color or do something that they enjoy just for a few minutes, not for very long, before they sit back down and refocus on their homework for another set of minutes. This may seem like it's going to make things take a lot longer, but you might be surprised at how quickly your child can get things done when they're getting those bursts of focus instead of trying to drag their focus out for a long period of time.
I am a huge fan of visual timers. And by the way, parents, those are easily bought on Amazon. All you have to do is go to Amazon and look for visual timer. The visual timer is so much more effective and helpful for all students versus a, you know, a timer on your phone that just beeps after a certain time. There's something special about visually seeing the time go by that especially helps younger children or kids with ADHD. It's a great tool. If you don't have one, go and get one of those. It's amazing for a lot of different things. Even like picking up the house, you have to pick up your toys for 10 minutes. They get to see the 10 minutes. You'll use it all over for so much more than homework.
All right. And here's my final tip. Tip number 5, know when to quit the homework. And this, I know that this is easier said than done, but sometimes homework is fracturing your relationship with your child. They're freaking out. They're super stressed, maybe having an anxiety attack. They're cutting into their sleeping time, and it's time to stop. So try to get your child to stop the homework and email the teacher that the homework did not get done. Tell them the reason why within limits. You know, you don't want to tell them the gory details of what happened, but tell them, you know, your child is having trouble with this concept or they were very nervous about this specific part of the assignment and ask for next steps. And then help your child calm down or get the sleep that they need so that tomorrow you can tackle the homework when everybody's a little bit more fresh. Doing this is going to hopefully reduce your child's anxiety around homework when they sit down every single day because they know that you're not going to let it get to that point. I know a lot of kids want to follow the rules and do everything perfectly. So I know that sometimes they can fight you back on that, but knowing when it's time to stop is a great way to guide your child into, you know, protecting their mental health and knowing, you know, when to reach out for help.
Oh, I have been there. Let me tell you, as a mom of four, trying to prevent what I call the homework meltdown is sometimes really challenging. And it's something as a parent that we just have to watch our kids and visually see when they're starting to come to a breaking point and then approach your child and start the conversation of, it seems like you're having difficulty today. I can tell you're not concentrating like you normally can. What can I do to help? And then taking it a step further and trying to calm them down. It is so much easier said than done. I know when you have a child who's like literally melting in front of you, but trying to get them to realize that sleep is more important than getting the last problem done. It could be a battle, but it's a battle worth doing so that, just like you said, Zoe, that your kids know that you have their back and you're not going to let it get to that point. And the quick email to the teachers don't want your child to miss out on sleep due to their subject area either. So I promise they really don't. But to send that email and work with the teacher, usually teachers are great about working with families and trying to figure out how they can support better. Because we don't want that as teachers, having your child melt on you. It's not fun. Tell me, Zoe, a little bit more about your company, the Hoffman Tutoring. I'd like to know, what all do you do there?
Yeah, so we provide online tutoring for students in K through eighth grade in reading, writing, and math. We bring in tutors that are actual educators, so they have degrees and certifications to back that up. They have experience in the classroom and experience working with kids one-on-one. So they can meet your child right where they are and help them get to where they need to go with personalized tutoring sessions. When you come into our tutoring group, you actually get on the phone with me and I help match you with the tutor that will be able to best meet your child and your family's needs. So it's a really personalized experience. If you want to find out more about our tutoring services, you can find us at hoffmantutoringgroup.com and you can click the contact tab to contact me anytime.
And it is online, correct?
Correct. It is online. We've been providing online tutoring for several years, so it's not anything new. And we do tutoring over Zoom, which most of us are very familiar with now.
And tell me, I heard that you have a freebie for my audience.
Yes, I do have a freebie for your audience. So I wrote a very comprehensive ebook all about homework and avoiding those homework battles. So it has all of these tips and a lot more. So if you're looking to avoid homework battles and help your child learn better and smarter this next school year, be sure to check it out.
To get your freebie, go to theimpactfulparent.com/tutoring to get Zoe's amazing ebook that's really going to help your family. But until next time, parents, you got this. We're just here to help. Thank you for listening today. Remember to subscribe and share this podcast with a friend. And don't forget, the Impactful Parenting Podcast is an extension of the Impactful Parent community. So go to the Impactful Parent website and sign up for a 30-day challenge. Browse the free resources or register for the weekly newsletter so that you don't miss a parenting tip that can help you and your family. Thanks for listening today and go to theimpactfulparent.com. See you next episode.